The following program is sponsored by the Jelensky Advisory Group. Josh Jelensky is the president of Wealth Quarterback LLC, a registered investment advisory firm located in New Jersey. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm or its representatives by securities regulators, nor is it an indication that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Investment advisory services may only be provided to clients in jurisdictions in which the firm and its representatives are appropriately registered or exempt from registration. You should not assume that any discussion or information contained in this broadcast serves as the receipt of or as a substitute for personalized investment advice from the advisor. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that the future performance of any specific investment, investment strategy, or product, or any non-investment related content made reference to directly or indirectly in this broadcast will be profitable, equal any corresponding indicated historical performance level or levels, be suitable for your portfolio or individual situation, or prove successful. Past performance is not indicative of future results.
Tired of losing money in the stock market roller coaster? Frustrated with the government taxing you into oblivion? Worried about inflation? How do you prepare for so many financial uncertainties? Welcome to the show that will help you develop your game plan. The Financial Quarterback with Josh Jelensky. Josh is a noted financial advisor and president of the Jelensky Advisory Group, and he's here to answer your questions. Now, let's kick off your financial future. Here's Josh Jelensky.
We're with Tom Wheelwright, world-famous author of the Tax-Free Wealth Book, which we're giving away to those of you who schedule and keep your no-obligation review at 888-988-JOSH. We're talking about taxes, portfolio reviews, and more. So call us. And we're concluding our last segment. For those of you just joining us, Tom Wheelwright is a CPA, CEO of Wealthability, best-selling author of Tax-Free Wealth, which is our featured book giveaway, and the CPA to Robert Kiyosaki of Rich Dad, Poor Dad fame. So you were talking about the automobile deduction. Anything else that we should know about the automobile deduction? So it's 18 grand if you have a passenger vehicle, and now if you have a 6,000, what is it, 6,000 pounds, you can write off 100% of it. Which is fantastic. What about, people who, do you recommend you keep one car for personal and one for business to kind of segregate?
It's great if you can, because on your tax form, okay, on the tax schedule, they ask if you have another vehicle available for personal use. And that's when, if you ever get audited, that's a big trigger for them. They don't like the idea, if you're using it, 100% for business, where's your other car, right? Where's that car that you're using for personal? Because we know that you're going to the grocery store. We know that you're, picking up your kids. We know that you're, using it for other things. So, we always say in our profession, we say pigs are cute and hogs get slaughtered. So do be a little careful with that.
Exactly. So let's say someone owns real estate. So we're moving on from the automobile deduction, which has increased up to $18,000, to other real estate deductions that we didn't talk about. So let's say you're a real estate investor and you're looking at replacing your roof or HVAC system. Could now be the time?
Yeah, because that used to be part of your building, right? Roof was part of the building, or HVAC was part of the building. And now if you're a commercial investor, now this is not residential real estate. This is commercial, like office and other, and industrial. If you're a commercial investor, now those things plus security systems qualify for the 179 deduction, which is similar to bonus depreciation. So, yeah, you might want to. The other thing on the roof, by the way, is even a residential investor, most of the times when we replace a roof, we're just replacing the shingles. That is not a roof replacement. That's a repair. So the thing that I see a lot, and I kind of heard this in our previous caller, is that CPAs seem to think that the rules haven't changed with regard to what's a repair and what do you have to capitalize as part of the building. A lot of things now are repairs. That's since 2014. We got new regulations. So if you're a real estate investor, I really strongly recommend you sit down with an advisor, a tax advisor who specializes in real estate. It's a very specialized area in the tax law.
Definitely. So we're going to go to the phone lines. We have Richard who has a question on a capital loss. Go ahead, Richard. You're on with Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, and Tom Wheelwright of Tax-Free Wealth, which is our featured book of the hour. You can call us at 888-988-JOSH and get the free book. Go ahead, Richard.
Yes, good morning. I'm planning to take the standard deduction for two people over 80 years old for 2018. But I'm also going to sell some stock at a capital loss. May I add the capital loss to the standard deduction?
Yes. The capital loss is not related to the itemized deduction. So it, remember, you only get $1,000 over and above your capital gain. What you might consider doing is, in fact, this is probably something Josh would be happy to help you with, is you might consider sitting down and determining, okay, what do I have stocks that I might want to sell it at a gain to offset that loss? Okay, if there's stocks that you want to capture the gain because you go, wow, I think these stocks are really high, I think that they're overinflated, then maybe now's the time to actually sell a stock and recognize the gain if you've got a loss coming on. Remember also that your capital loss carries forward. So you get to continue to use that year and the year after, and it carries forward basically forever. Okay, but you get $3,000 in addition to any capital gains that you have.
Oh, fantastic.
My question.
Wait, what do you say? Okay. So we answered your question. Great. So what other questions do you have? What other things do you have that people can take advantage of right now before the year end? What should they be reviewing as they review their taxes, Tom?
Well, one of the things they should review is they should look at everything that every time they've gone out for dinner with their spouse. And can they document that they talked about business? That's one thing they should do. Okay, they should look at their education expenses. Is this a qualified education expense, or is it non-deductible? Can I make it a deductible expense because I can justify that I really did spend the time and it was business related? There are lots of deductions that we miss. Now's the time to be documenting that, because what happens is when tax time comes, we get really busy and your tax prepare gets really busy, and now's a better time. Plus, we need to look at that 20% deduction. Let me throw out just a couple of other things. If you're a retailer, you need to look at your inventory, because inventory, there's a provision in this new law that essentially makes inventory deductible. So you don't have to capitalize it, okay? For a lot of people, that inventory is going to be deductible. For example, if you're an independent pharmacist, chances are if you carry $300,000 of inventory on your books at the end of 2017, that $300,000 is going to be a deduction for you in 2018 if you make the proper election on your tax return, okay? One other thing, Josh, you asked about earlier about what else can you do to lower your income. One of the things we haven't talked about, the people in particular are Jeff, who was the doctor, he ought to consider a captive insurance company because captive insurance is something it's a little technical, but I'll tell you what, the tax deduction is phenomenal and you still have the money. So it's kind of like putting it away in this deferred plan, but when you take it out, instead of being taxed at ordinary income rate, it's taxed at capital gain rate. So, think about captive insurance would be another thing. But I think most of all is what you're suggesting, Josh, is that people sit down and do a year-end review. okay? And whether it's with you, with your tax advisor, I suggest it's with both, right? I suggest both your financial advisor and your tax advisor sit down and review every single thing, because there's so many things in this new tax law between depreciation, between the 20% deduction, between having changed to be a C corporation. All of these are important when you're looking at your 2018 taxes, and there are things we have to do before the end of the year.
And also, your firm would be available, so we could do a joint meeting with you or someone from your firm.
Absolutely. You know, at WealthAbility, we actually have a network of CPAs, and we have CPAs that have expertise in all sorts of different areas, and we'd be very happy to sit down with anybody who's sitting down with you. We'd be happy to sit down with, for sure.
Sure. So, folks, two for one. You get to sit down with me and one of Tom's CPAs, where we can coordinate and strategize. That's so important in an era of, I'm sure you've seen this, like the CPA is now competing for business with the financial advisor. If that's happening, that's a bad idea. There should be a collaborative experience. I'm learning, and we'll learn, and vice versa. What's your comment on
that? It's a team effort.
So wonderful. The other thing, this is one of these, we live in an area where we're near some of these special opportunity zones.
They're amazing.
Talk about this, and does that mean, I mean, I looked... Does that mean I should buy property in one of these, you know, for example, Long Branch, New Jersey, where the president's son-in-law is doing a big development? Does that mean that whole town is considered an opportunity zone, or only certain blocks?
It could be only certain blocks, but there are maps that you can get, and any commercial real estate broker can get you a map of the opportunity zones in your area. Let's take an example of our previous caller that was talking about his big capital gain that was going to affect his IRA
taxes,
contribution.
Yeah.
Okay. You can actually roll that capital gain into an opportunity zone project, even though that gain came from a sale of stock. So any capital gain can be rolled into an opportunity zone, and you don't pay tax on it. That would be a way that he could, for example, lower his income for 2018 as an opportunity zone. Opportunity zones are absolutely amazing. They're going to be, for 2019, you're going to see opportunity zone funds are going to be the big new thing.
Wow. So this opportunity zone, I mean, I'm looking, and there, like in that one area, there is all of this property that is on the beach. So how can that, you know, it's just
amazing.
It could be amazing that, you know, so I guess if one were to buy there, what is the write-off? I know
first of all, remember, you've got bonus depreciation, right? So even though it's an opportunity zone, doesn't mean you don't have the other tax benefits. So you're still going to get that 20 to 30% write-off. Wow. Of what you buy. But on top of that, so in an opportunity zone, remember, it's the development cost, you know, that qualifies, right? So you need to actually go in and either knock down and put up new, or have a 50% increase in, you know, your cost. So if you paid $50,000 for it, you need to put in $51,000 in order for it to be qualified. So make sure that you're following. The rules are very specific. Make sure you follow all the rules.
Mm. So, yeah, that's why you need an expert like what we do and like what Tom and his people at WealthAbility do. So, folks, call us 888-988-JOSH. Tom, I learned a lot. Thank you for joining us. And, folks, if you want to take action, now is the time. You get the free WealthAbility review and the tax-free wealth book when you schedule and keep your no obligation review. 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. Hope to have you on again in the future, Tom. And folks, now it's your time to chime in with any financial question. And you have a rare political window of opportunity. You have from now till the end of the year to take advantage of the new tax law. The benefits, much has been said in our area that we can't write off as much of our property taxes. But what can you do? You can do a lot. So call us now, 888-988-5674. 888-988-JOSH. Call us now, 888-988-5674. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Financial quarterback, taking your calls on all matters financial. There's also some interesting things in the tax code surrounding the areas of divorce. If you're looking at getting divorced, I hate divorce. Divorce is a tragedy. Too many marriages end in divorce. We should go back to the days where marriage was a covenant. I mean, I'm married to my wife for many years and will always be married to my wife. You know, you got to start out with that commitment. But I know divorce happens and it's a fact of life for many of you. So the divorce from a standpoint of the deduction of alimony needs to be done by December 31st of 2018. So that's a interesting, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of divorces now because deductibility of alimony cannot be. So it's a travesty there, but whatever. We move on to more of your questions. If you have questions on stocks, bonds, annuities, mutual funds, these opportunity zones, quite fascinating turn of events. These opportunity zone funds. So give us a call, folks, if you have a question for us. I'm going to be celebrating 5 IRA rules to be thankful for. And Rich has a question for us. Go ahead, Rich. You're on with Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback on our listener hotline. Go ahead, Rich.
Morning, Josh. Quick question for you. I live in New York, in the suburbs of New York City, in Putnam County, and I have a house down in Virginia, in Norfolk, Virginia, outside of the Navy base. I rented it out for 12 years. I have my 2 sons are career Navy officers. They're down there. And I just put $100,000 of my savings into it to make it into a family vacation house. And when I rented it for the 12 years, I took a $75,000 loss in improvements from the rent and, you know, putting a new roof and everything else on. Now, my wife and I are still working, 62, she's 61, and my accountant said that being that we're using it full-time now, and even when I rented it, we made too much money to take a deduction, take that deduction from all the money we put into it. He said that we'd have to stop working or sell the house eventually, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I don't know, something seems a bit off. One of the things that Tom's people have allowed for is for anybody who wants a free review, if you schedule one with our team at the Financial Quarterback at 888-988-JOSH, today we'll do a 3-for-1 special. You get a review with the Financial Quarterback team, myself, and one of our illustrious financial advisors, also the CPAs at Wealthability, and you get the free book, Tax-Free Wealthy. Something seems a bit off. In some cases, we have recommended people selling their properties and then buying a new one for these newer benefits of bonus depreciation. So you got to buy it. If you bought it 12 years ago, you can't take the bonus depreciation. However, you can do cost segregation, and you can go back to a certain number of prior years and take advantage of that. Okay? So there's a lot of options for you. I would get a second opinion. A lot of CPAs are not experts in real estate investing. So they may not tell you the whole story, not by intent, but it just, you know, may not be their specialty. And they don't want to tell you, hey, go to the guy over there. Go to somebody else. But it may behoove you to get a no obligation second opinion on your money by calling us at 888-988-JOSH. But something seems a bit off. Any other follow-ups to that?
Sure, Josh.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Folks, we're taking your calls right now. I'm going to give you 5 IRA rules to be thankful for. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you enjoyed the turkey. It was my first Thanksgiving without my father. It's very sad. You feel his absence even greater. And Thanksgiving came and went. And for those of you who are missing your loved ones, my heart goes out to you. But this is a time when we gather together and express our gratitude to God for all the good things in our lives. Even if you're going through trial, there's much to be thankful for. You always need a perspective change. If you're feeling miserable and down in the dumps, don't think about necessarily why me. Think about all of the things you are grateful for. It's what you focus on. In an era of complaining and bickering on all sides, come together and celebrate what we're thankful for. When it comes to our retirement accounts, we too often complain about all the rules, all the negatives. According to Sarah Brenner, JD, an IRA analyst for IRAhelp.com, such as the restrictions that are not logical and maybe IRA rules that are complicated and confusing. To celebrate Thanksgiving, let's change it up and take a few moments to think about all the things we have to give thanks for. IRA rules that work well and help us save for our families' futures. We are thankful for these 5 IRA rules. Rule number 1, the Roth IRA distribution rules. The Roth IRA arrived on the scene in 1998 and brought with it a whole new way of retirement savings. The Roth IRA distribution rules allow for tax-free distributions of earnings as long as the distribution is tax qualified or is a qualified distribution. As an extra bonus for saving, the ordering rules, which dictate how funds are distributed from a Roth, are very favorable to you, the Roth IRA owner, allowing you to access your contributions without tax penalty before any earnings are touched. For the past 20 years, Roth IRAs have been hugely beneficial for those savings for retirement, and we say thanks to Uncle Sam for that one. Number 2, the stretch IRA. The stretch IRA is not a type of IRA. Rather, it is a strategy that IRA owners can use to continue tax-free growth, tax-deferred growth, not really tax-free growth because you have to pay tax on eventually, for generations. A stretch IRA can be achieved by naming a living, breathing person. So say you're 80, you can name your great-grandchild as the stretch beneficiary on the IRA beneficiary form, which allows the beneficiary to take distributions over their younger life expectancy. Special rules do apply for trusts. So you may want to name a person rather than a trust as the beneficiary of your Stretch IRA. The Stretch IRA is so powerful that it's recently been on Congress's radar for extinction. But so far, attempts to kill it have gone nowhere. Thank God for that one. Right now, the Stretch IRA still exists, and millions of IRA owners and their beneficiaries are thankful for that. Another thing we can be thankful for are spousal benefits. Being married has its benefits under the tax code, but when it comes to IRA, spouses get even more benefits. Non-working spouses can make spousal contributions to your IRAs. Let's say you don't work, but your husband or wife does work. Let's say you work in the home and you don't get a salary. My wife works sort of harder than I do with our five beautiful children. Non-working spouses can make spousal contributions to their IRAs to build retirement savings. So even if you don't earn an income, you may be eligible for a spousal contribution, and you get that right off too. Spouse beneficiaries have options not available to non-spouse beneficiaries, such as the ability to do a spousal rollover and continue tax savings with the IRA. For these benefits, many stay-at-home parents, widows, and widowers are thankful. I'm going to give you two more reasons to be thankful when we return from the next break. But first, call me right now if you have any question about your finances, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, the tax reform rules. Now is the time to chime in with any and all of your financial questions. And folks, give me a call right now at 888-988-JOSH. There is a rare political window of opportunity. 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-5674. If you have questions on stocks, bonds, annuities, mutual funds, whatever question you have, no question is a dumb one except the one that you do not ask. So call us now, 888-988-JOSH. Get the free, we have a 3-for-1 Thanksgiving special. Gift number one, when you schedule and keep your no obligation review at 888-988-JOSH, is you get the tax-free wealth book by Tom Wheelwright. Gift number two, you get a review with me, Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, and also gift number three, the Wealthability team has offered a free review. So you get three for the price of one. But we need to hear from you today. 888-988-JOSH to get the 3-for-1 special. 888-988-JOSH. And up next, Joe, who is my Facebook friend. You can go and become a Facebook friend at fb.com/TheFinancialQuarterback. Send me a message. See my ugly mug. You can go to fb.com/financialquarterback or the financial quarterback. Takes you to basically the same stuff. One's our fan page. Joe has a question. I don't know if you can answer it here or do I have to come and make a meeting. I'm getting a small pension. They take taxes out. How come that's not reported as income on my Social Security chart? So we'll be up next with the exciting conclusion to Joe's question and more. Call us, Joe. There's no substitute for an in-person meeting at 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front. But did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but educate educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary, no-fee, tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book, Tax-Free Retirement, as a free gift, if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now, let's get back in the huddle with a financial quarterback.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
Talking about things to be thankful for with IRAs. I'm Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. Give us a call, 888-988-JOSH. Become a friend on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you with questions on stocks, bonds, mutual funds. Now, your wages for Social Security purposes, Joe, have to generally be W-2 wages, and pensions aren't W-2 wages. So a pension is different than what they take Social Security and FICA taxes from. That's the simple answer to your question. But we'd love to meet with you at 888-988-JOSH. Folks, you can become a Facebook friend, fb.com/thefinancialquarterback, fb.com/financialquarterback, actually, and you can watch the show, live stream it now. So we have things to be thankful for, even if you're going through trial. Gratitude is the antidote to a lot of problems in life. Having a grateful heart. Self-certification. Rollovers have a deadline. A distribution must be rolled over within 60 days of its receipt by the IRA owner. Missing the deadline, that 60-day deadline, means you have a problem. In the past, IRA owners' options for fixing this mistake were time-consuming and expensive. For example, you could do a private letter ruling to get the IRS to rule on your behalf, but that was very expensive. All of this changed with the new self-certification process for late rollovers. The self-certification process can provide relief to many who missed the rollover deadline, and it is immediate and free. Thank you, IRS, for a rare gift. Number five, exceptions to the early distribution penalty. Retirement accounts are supposed to be for saving for retirement. That is why there is a 10% early distribution penalty that applies to distributions taken before you turn 59 and a half. However, life doesn't always go as planned, and Congress has recognized that fact. That is why there is now a list of exceptions to the penalty, allowing younger savers access to their retirement funds for such reasons as higher education, disability, or a first home purchase. For these exceptions, many retirement account owners who have faced unexpected bills or emergencies are grateful. What about you? What questions do you have for us today? We got a lot to talk about, but I always love to hear from you, our listening audience. You make this show what it is. So keep it locked right here. We got a lot to talk about on the new tax law changes. So there's a lot of ways to legally shift income. There are many different rules. Now, good information on Social Security can be hard to find, but there are some reliable sources, and we're going to tell you what those are. So Social Security, Annie Nova of CNBC.com, said Social Security is one of the most important factors in older people's lives. Yet the available information on the system is often contradictory or incorrect. Here are some good sources for information. Social Security is one of the most important factors in people's lives, yet the available information in the system is often contradictory or incorrect. Even the Social Security Administration, the government agency that administers the benefit, can mislead people, according to experts. A recent report from the agency's Office of the Inspector General, the OIG, found that bad Social Security advice costs people, get this, $131 million. He added that some 40 million Americans have made an account on their website in response to a request for comment. A spokesman for the Social Security Administration said their website is the most comprehensive source for information on the benefit, ssa.gov. So where do you turn for guidance? Books like our very own Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security. That's our free book from Lawrence J. Kotlikoff. Calculators, like our very own customizable Social Security calculator. It normally costs $40 a year. We'll give that to you for free. Kotlikoff, our buddy, estimates that up to 70% of people should wait until 70 to file, although less than 5% actually do. You want answers from economists, not your uncle at Thanksgiving, unless your uncle's me. Social Security Administration or Larry Kotlikoff. So the SSA itself remains the best place to receive information about Social Security, said Nancy Altman, president of Social Security Works. I don't know about that. But in addition to having a nationwide system of local offices where you can make an appointment and a toll-free number with trained workers, SSA also has online calculators. So this is the type of info you're getting. You're even getting contradictory info in the article that's talking about contradictory info. So Social Security, if you need help, call us 888-988-JOSH to get your customizable Social Security review. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Tim.
I had a question about the cryptocurrency. If I'm taking a loss on it right now, how should I submit that to my accountant for this year?
Wow, crypto and CPAs. I want to be clear, I'm not a CPA, don't claim to be a CPA, but that would be one. A lot of people losing money in crypto, right? So there are specialists in crypto in the CPA community, and we can steer you to them when you schedule the no obligation review at 888-988-JOSH. So there are basically, did you invest in a crypto fund or in the actual coinage?
Basically, Coinbase, I have, we'll just say, Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ether, a bunch of different ones that I've, obviously what I've put in is not what I'm getting back in return, and there are losses there.
Yeah. Now, the IRS has determined that Bitcoin is going to be traded as property, not currency. So the result is that a wide-ranging group of Bitcoin stakeholders, everyone from consumers and merchants to Bitcoin miners and service providers, will now fall under the larger umbrella of investors in some way or another. So you'll have to deal with the sometimes complicated and daunting reporting requirements. Perhaps the most important thing to keep in mind is that it's considered property. For most investors, particularly those who've been in the Bitcoin game for a long time, this is a favorable ruling, as accrued long-term gains and losses will be taxed at each investor's capital gains rate. So the loss would be a capital loss, according to Investopedia.com section on tax treatment. So the fact that Bitcoin is property, not a currency, makes losses that much more difficult to write off. On the other hand, for the IRS, net capital property losses are capped at $3,000 per year for married and single filers. So this limit has been in place for nearly 40 years. This means that large short-term trading losses may have to be carried forward for years. This places investors who have suffered trading losses in a disadvantageous position compared to what they would have been able to write off with foreign currency losses against ordinary income. So maybe you have a gain to use that write-off against. Do you have any winners to offset the big loser of Bitcoin?
I do through my stocks, through my Ameritrade account, but I guess I have one other question.
So you might want to sell the winner against the loser of Bitcoin.
Okay.
Now, I don't recommend you buy or sell anything without a consultation, so call us at 888-988-JOSH, largely because I don't know you, I don't know your circumstance. And if you call us within the next 3 minutes, I'll also offer a complimentary wealth blueprint. That is a comprehensive set, protection, savings, and growth. We go through a 27-point checklist. You see if this tax plan can help you save money on your taxes at all. Call us. There are many opportunities to lower your income and lower your taxes, but you got to call us at 888-988. Josh, any other questions?
Yes, about a 529 fund. We're about to have a baby in 2 weeks. So
congratulations.
Thank you. So we'll be able to deduct for 18. Both me and my wife work, and, you know, we make good income. So I was told that we could contribute $10,000 each, is that correct?
Well, you can make an unlimited contribution to a 529. The question is, you know, what is deductible and what's not, depending on what state you live in. There's some fabulous rules about a 529. But I would also call us for the college savings plan alternative, because one of the negatives of a 529 is it could hurt your child's ability to get college financial aid. So call us now, 888-988-JOSH for that. If you want to hold on, you can. I have to take a short break. So, folks, call us 888-988-JOSH for the 3-for-1 Thanksgiving special. 3-for-1 this weekend after Thanksgiving. One of the greatest college football weekends, too. You got Auburn, Alabama. You got all these people. So, 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-5674. We'll be back in a flash.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
The two of us, strangers in many ways. We've got a lifetime to share, so much to say. And as we go from day to day,
next up, we are going to the phones, and we have John, who's being offered money to vacate. Go ahead, John.
Yes, Josh. This building is converting in co-op, and owner giving tenant to move out something money. So how to take the money all at a time to protect the tax, and all money come that pay the tax on that money, and take it by installment or take a whole at a time? And the second part is a family member pass away and they have a name on their insurance or some in bank account. So how to take the money? The insurance money, you have to pay the tax on that. You have to show the income in the
Well, life insurance is tax-free. I'm so sorry about your loss. We can help you, navigate through dealing with all the paperwork and the nonsense. Call me today. We actually have people in the office, 888-988-JOSH, and they can help you with that. My heart goes out to you for your loss. I think I even may know who you are, so I'm so sorry for that. So give us a call, 888-988-JOSH, on that. The other thing that you mentioned, the buyout. Buyouts are considered taxable. So, for example, if you are a tenant and a landlord offers you money, that is considered taxable income for the buyout. Okay? So I hope I answered your question. If not, you can call us at 888-988-JOSH. Any other follow-ups to that, John?
I would like to know that you have to show any income. Insurance you don't show, but what about the another bank?
Life insurance and Roths are tax-free. Annuities are tax-deferred, but you can actually do what's called a non-qualified deferred stretch annuity when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Bank accounts, it depends. You know, you might have to pay tax on the interest earned. So call us for the review. We'd love to help you through it at 888-988-JOSH. Next up, we have Carl, who cannot write off his losses in an IRA. Go ahead, Carl.
Hiya, Josh. Everybody assumes that the IRA, the Roth IRA, is going to lead to profits, et cetera, that could be taken tax-free after retirement. Me and my wife were in the Roth IRA from its inception, and I lost about $120,000 through bad investments.
Wow.
Now, I'm retired. I have no income. I can't try to get even. I can't donate anything into a Roth IRA. And I have two other accounts that I'm paying taxes on, a regular trading account and a rollover IRA. Now, I got $120,000 in losses that are dead. I wrote to Senator Backus years ago, a congressman, the IRS. Nobody could give me an explanation. I should be able to use my losses in a Roth IRA to offset other accounts.
No. They're completely different rules. So when you have an IRA, it's a great distinction you're making for our listeners. If you're investing in riskier assets, okay, you don't want to own that within an IRA. You don't want to own real estate in an IRA. You don't want to own high-flying stocks in an IRA. Because if there are losses within a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA, you cannot write them off. So you can only do that in a taxable brokerage account. That's one of the reasons why you need a financial quarterback. You need to figure out not only the spending strategy, the saving strategy. You want to save money. You want to learn how to live off that money. You also need to do the tax strategy of, you know, we have people all the time. They say, should I buy real estate with an IRA? And my answer is always no, because you can't write off a bad investment. So I'm with you, Carl. That is a problem, but you're not going to get Congress to change that because there are innumerable benefits of an IRA, such as tax deferred compounding for years. So you could be 20 and start an IRA and not have to pay taxes on that till 70. That's 50 years of tax-free growth. Unfortunately, you lost money, but you can't write off losses in an IRA, Roth or otherwise. Any other questions on that, Carl?
I don't think it's fair, but I get you, Josh. Thanks for your help.
I don't think it's fair that the government taxes us at all. I'm all for, like, the old school, you know, libertarian use taxes, you know? I think we should only be, you know, so tolls, gas, sales tax, things like that, you know, the fair tax. But I don't think we should be taxing our income, but we are. So we have to sort of live with the rules that we have. I want a flat tax or a fair tax. I think the government should live within their means. But definitely, I think it's an important distinction to make that you're making. that tax planning is not just merely putting money into an IRA or Roth blindly, but even figuring out where you hold which assets, right? You know, because let's say you have dividend-paying stock. Dividend-paying stock is great within an IRA, but not so great outside of an IRA. But too many people have their dividend-paying stock outside of the IRA, and they pay the taxes on money that they're not spending. If you don't want to pay taxes on money that you're not spending, call me now, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. For a three-for-one special this weekend, you get a book by Tom Wheelwright, Tax-Free Wealth, plus a CPA review, and a review with the financial quarterback team. Next up, we have Dan on health savings accounts, and we'll take our final break, or we don't even have time. So, you know, Dan, we'll take your call now. Go ahead, Dan.
So, I like to go into a health saving account, or sure, HSA, they call it, and the reason really, I do have a health coverage. I'm currently retired, but I have some medical expenses that my health coverage insurance just doesn't cover. So I was thinking about this HSA. We both are seniors, when I was inquiring, they were saying something like, well, you have to have very high deductible health coverage here. While I can do it, even that I'm retired, okay, I was wondering if this information is correct, if I can still do it, and anything you can add to this HSA vehicle. Thank you.
Well, is your question, should you do an HSA? Well, can you do an HSA? What are the tax benefits? I mean,
okay, well, I know the tax benefit of it, okay? I like to do it here, but when I called my bank, they say they can open it, but I have to have a high deductible
health savings plan. You got to have a high deductible health plan. Yes.
Health plan. Well, I don't have a high deductible health plan, okay?
Then legally you're not entitled to the health savings account. You can do an FSA, and you can get an FSA write-off. And have you considered changing your health plan to a high deductible?
I can't. It goes through my former employer. I am a former government employee, so no, this is not an option here. Plus, it's decent. The only thing here, I have some expenses such as dental, for example, that are not covered, so it's out of
pocket. You can do an FSA.
What's
instead?
An FSA?
An FSA is a flexible spending account. And it is it helps you for medical or eligible expenses. For example, you can write off qualifying eligible expenses. Not a write-off, the FSA is a write-off, but you don't pay tax on certain income for qualifying prescriptions, co-pays or deductibles, and certain medical equipment. So if you want help with the FSA and HSA and navigating through that, feel free to call my office at 888-988-JOSH. It is a powerful benefit of the tax code. But folks, do not be part of the procrastination nation. Call us now. 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-5674. Become part of the procrastination nation no longer. Call me now. 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-JOSH for our 3-for-1 special, 888-988-5674. You get the free book when you schedule your no-obligation review, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-JOSH. Say a prayer for my mother as she's battling illness, and I know we have some praying folks out there. 888-988-JOSH, love you, Mom, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. Call us now, 888-988-JOSH.
The preceding program was sponsored by the Jelensky Advisory Group.
Any awards, rankings, or recognition by unaffiliated third parties or publications, including five-star wealth manager, advisory of the year finalist by senior market advisor, and top of the million-dollar roundtable, are in no way indicative of the advisor's future performance or any individual client's investment success. No award, ranking, or recognition should be construed as a current or past endorsement of Josh Jelensky or Wealth Quarterback LLC. Information regarding specific awards, rankings, or recognitions is available on the Wealth Quarterback website at www.jelensky.org. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss. Investment strategies such as asset allocation, diversification, or rebalancing do not assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. There are no guarantees that a portfolio employing these or any other strategy will outperform a portfolio that does not engage in such strategies. This broadcast should not be construed by any client or prospective client as a solicitation to effect or attempt to effect transactions in securities or the rendering of personalized investment advice. Due to various factors, including changing market conditions, the information discussed in this broadcast may no longer be reflective of current positions or recommendations. While information presented is believed to be factual and up to date, Josh Jelensky and Wealth Quarterback do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. The tax and estate planning information discussed is general in nature, is provided for informational purposes only, and should not be construed as legal or tax advice. Listeners should consult an attorney or tax professional regarding their specific legal or tax situation.